Okay. All right. We have one thing to discuss from yesterday, and then we'll go on. So the we discussed yesterday. We quoted a Taisa said over here that one is allowed to be, even though this person is careful to eat chulin b'tahara, he's careful to treat his chulin like kachim and truma, with really no obligation to do so. But Taisa said one is not allowed to be metame chulin. We're not allowed to eat orchum tameyam, but you can be metame the food you eat it when your tummy is the taisis. But what about in Eretz Yisrael where you have produce, which is tevel? Then taisis said one is not allowed to be metame that produce. It wouldn't apply here in our Gemara, because here we're discussing meat. Meat is not produce, which one will later separate chum and miser from. But produce, which you would separate chum and miser, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is a mitzvah of chum and miser. You're not allowed to be metame. Taisis just throws that in, right? We're saying here you don't have to treat your food with tahara, but if you're dealing with tevel, then you really do. You're not supposed to be metame in a place where you're careful about tum and tahara. You're not supposed to be metame the tevel. But we saw machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Why is that so? Rashi Tosfos quotes Maseches Nidah. It's also Rashi and Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Vav. Rashi throughout Shas says the reason you're not allowed to be metame tevel or produce which you haven't taken chum and meiser off of it yet is because there will later be truma there. So it's as if there's already truma floating around in the tevel. And just like you're not allowed to be metame truma, mishmeres trumosa, you have to watch over the truma to make sure it doesn't become tame, you're not allowed to be metame the tevel either. Taisvis is not happy with Rashi. He says, Taisvis says, no, it's not because there's truma there, it's rather because Hefsek Kohen, Lamais to the food, you will be part of it that will end up going to the Kohen, and you're making the Kohen lose money because he's not going to get any portion of this. But it's not that we treat the Tevel now with the Chumrah of Truma, it's because you're causing the Kohen to lose money. So you were already foreshadowing a little bit to the Truma, but we're not endowing the Tevel with the status of Truma now, like Rashi did. Rashi said, since there's Truma floating around, you know, Tevel is not just something we'll later will declare Truma. It's already, there's Truma floating around, but just an unspecified and we haven't really pointed out where the Truma is, but it's here somewhere. So you have to treat the whole thing like it's Truma. Tevel says, no, we don't treat it like it's Truma yet. If you'll be metamic, the Kohen will lose out, so don't do it. But it's not that it's treated at the issue of Truma. Yeah, what do you want to say, John? Because if I have a whole barrel of apples, let's say, which I'm going to have to take off Truma to give to the Kohen, if I'm a Tame the barrel of apples, the Kohen gets nothing.
They don't have to eat it?
No, you can't be Matame Tevel Shenitma.
The Kohen don't have to eat the Truma? They do have to.
That's after the Truma has been declared. When you have produce, which is Tame, you can't declare Truma anymore. Okay. It became Tame. You can only declare. Truma has to be Tahar, and it has to be from Tahar fruits. If it will be Tameh, so then just like Truma Shenitma, you can't, you have to burn. So to Teva, which became Tameh, you can't separate Truma. So you have to be careful that it shouldn't become Tameh before you separate the Truma. So, you're saying either way you can separate it. All of our produce is Tameh, and yet we separate Truma. I guess you're right, but you would still have to separate it, that's true. The Kohen wouldn't be allowed to eat the Truma Shenitma, right? He wouldn't be allowed to have it. Because Truma Shenitma, yeah, you wouldn't be able to benefit from it. Right. I don't know, maybe you could. That's a good question, I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds like over here the Kohen's losing out. Maybe it's a hefsid a little bit because he can't eat it. He has to sell it. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. You're still going to have to separate Truma, even though it's Tumah. You're right. But I think this issue, right, that comes up over here, Tosfos says he can't be metame produce, which is otherwise Torah and Eretz Yisrael, because Rashi said we already treat it like Truma, just can't be metame Truma, not be metame the Tevel. Tosfos says not, because later on the coin's going to lose out. I don't know if he loses out the produce entirely, or maybe he just can't enjoy it to the same degree as what John is suggesting. But either way, I think we see from here a fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which Rabbi Yosef Engel notes in one of his essays over here, the Asman Deiraisa. The Asman Deiraisa, he has another Chakira, one of these Shas Chakiras. But then he like pupils and ganshas. Bringing riyas back and forth. He ends up thinking it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which is how do we view the Isser of Tevel? Is the Isser of Tevel because, like as Rashi already told us, there's Truma floating around, as he quotes a psicha be Truma, this truma, you know, undefined yet, or we haven't pinned it down, but there's truma floating around over here in the tevel? Or do we say tevel is a separate iser? You're not allowed to eat, a zar wouldn't be allowed to eat truma, and tevel, is a separate iser, you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not that it's derived from truma. They're two separate concepts. That's his suffix that he has about tevel. And he claims that it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, not the ones we just pointed out. That's my hosafa. He claimed that it's based on a Rashi and Tosfos Masechtas Yevamos. Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes Rashi Masechtas Yevamos, that why is it that that a person is put to death for eating tevel? So Rashi says, perish b'kuntres, b'shalo hufreshuch, hayav miso achiloso shel tevel. There's misa, kares, for eating tevel. Why? Where is there misa that's ever said by tevel? No, it's said by truma. So since it's said by truma, Rashi understood the same is true with regards to tevel. Ah, wow. It says in base of angle, must be Rashi held the prohibition of tevel is because there's truma psichobe, there's truma floating around in the tevel, because later on you're going to declare truma, and therefore, you know how to even tell me it, and therefore, if you eat it, b'chayv koresh, just like a czar who ate truma. Oh, wow. But b'kash l'ri, the Ri says, one minute. Chevra, is a kohen allowed to eat the truma? Without a doubt. Can a kohen eat tevel? No. See, if the whole Easter of eating tevel, as Tez and Rashi, is because there's truma psikah, there's truma floating around, and a kohen is allowed to eat truma wherever it will emerge, so why isn't he permitted to eat the tevel? Says the kasha of the Ri, Meiser Risha, not mixing bei truma's Meiser. Also, there's tevel by Meiser, that you have to separate truma's Meiser. Oh, mi tam ze lo litzer tevel lo kohen, came in the truma sharia. Why is the kohen prohibited from eating the tevel? He's allowed to eat truma. So therefore, Tosfos quotes from the Rivan that the Isser of eating tevel derived from a separate pasuk. The pasuk says, "Well, Yichalu is kachri b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu," that with regards to truma, you shouldn't be matameh it. But it says asher yarimu, that they will separate it. Basidim litron. They haven't yet separated it. It's talking about not only truma, but it's talking about tevel. So Tosfos understood it's from a separate gzeres hakosuv. It is not derived from the fact that there happens to be tevel or truma floating around, and later on I will separate truma. So already now we endow the tevel with the status of truma. So Tosfos finds some other pasuk to tell us why tevel is a b'misa. Yeah.
What's the issue for Rashi?
Well, just like you're not allowed, you or I wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. You're not allowed to eat tevel either. We already treat the tevel like truma. That's why you can't be matami it, and that's why a czar who eats it would be chayv kares. No different than eating truma.
So then what's the point of saying that there is such thing as tevel?
Because you haven't yet separated the truma. So I haven't designated this as truma yet. So it has a separate name. It's called tevel. So according to Rashi, all tevel is undesignated truma. Right? We don't know where it is. This all has the potential to be truma. We're foreshadowing and treating it as truma now. Tosfos says, if that's the case, let the kohen eat it. Why can't the kohen eat it? Let the kohen eat tevel. Zubi Yosef Engel tries to help out Rashi over there. That even though tevel is also because there's truma floating around, perhaps he fetches in somehow that the kohen isn't permitted to eat it. But Tosfos' kash, of course, is very strong. However, that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the nature of the iser of tevel? Is it already, truma psichabe? It already is it's like the kohen's truma, and therefore he can't even tell me that the czar can't eat it. Or is it, it's regular produce, but there's an Easter in the Torah not to eat it, a separate Easter, says Tosfos, a separate reason not to be metamid, because you're going to be mopsed the kohen. This, though, I think, perhaps is another, it could be, I don't know if this is the issue between Tosfos and the Ran, but I think there's something that needs to be thought of when we speak about this, machlokes Tosfos and the Ran, is with regards to whether or not tevel is considered to be yours. The Gemara says, Masechtas Pesachim over here, discussing matzah. Does matzah have to belong to you? Anybody know matzah belong to you? Yes, matzahs belong to you. Matzahs belong to you. That's the problem. When I give matzah to somebody in my Seder, the matzah, right, it's not, he didn't buy the matzah, does the matzah belong to him? The Taz discusses that in Hilchos Pesach, that you go to someone else's Seder, sometimes you buy a Seder, usually with family, but maybe even if you're with a large family, so the Zayda bought the matzah, and I was giving it to his grandchildren. Do they own the matzah when he gives it to them? So he says the Taz. It must be that we have intention to be makneh, the food, to everyone who's sitting at our table. But then he struggles, I think we spoke about this once, but then he struggles with the problem that, let's say you give a chicken and a piece of steak, right, to a guy who's sitting at your table, and he turns around and throws it in the garbage. You'll be very upset. Well, I just got eating my food. So you're really not eating your food. It must be that when I give it to you, I have in mind to be machmir to you. Otherwise, at the Seder, we all run into a problem because the matzah doesn't belong to the people who are sitting around at the Seder. So it's kedai, it's something to think about around Pesach time. Make sure, you know, everyone's machmir the matzah. If the guy will take it and crumple it up, throw it in the garbage, you can't protest. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to you. You could be disappointed in religiously, but... Okay, El matzah, miksim matzah schem. Does the pasuk say it has to belong to you? Amar Rabbi Vitema Rav Yemer Shlomim Asya Shalmiya Asya Lechem Lechem. It's learned out of Gzeirah Shavah. Ksiv Hacha. It says over here by matzah lechem ayni. Ksiv Hasam. It says over there by truma v'haya ba'alchem milechem aretz. Will be when you will eat from the produce of the land. You don't have to separate truma and your produce. Malahala mishalachem afkam mishalachem. Just like truma is only your produce, so too matzah has to belong to you. So asked the Re from Orleans. Again, not New Orleans. Asked the Re from Orleans. Came in the Alfin and Lechem Lechem that the matzah is to belong to you. So why did the Gemara need a whole fancy pasuk to tell me that you can't have matzah of Tevel? You can't have matzah where you haven't separated Truma and Maisa from it yet. Because the only time that there's a heter of matzah is if there's an Iser of Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh. And there's no, because the Iser Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh in the same pasuk as matzah. Pasuk says you shouldn't eat chametz, rather you should eat matzah. Tevel is no Iser of chametz because you're not allowed to eat it anyway. So ready, Yosser. So since there's no Iser chametz, there's no heter for matzah. Why do you need such a fancy drasha derivation? Just say you can't have matzah of tevel. It doesn't belong to you. Shalom Yatzeh b'tevel mishu yisur b'bal tocha chametz tepukle d'boi shalachem v'tevel einu shalachem. It doesn't belong to you. That's Taisa's kasha. He gives a terrorist his kasha. However, the Ran, Masech the Sukkah, quotes the Ramban, who disagrees. He says, no, it's not a kasha in the first place. Tevel is not yours. Tevel is yours. Aval Ramban Omer, the Shal Tevel Karina Beirachem. That's why we needed a fancy drasha to exclude Tevel from serving his matzah, because Tevel does belong to you. Kevin Sheyachal, Asalk. I could take some other piece of produce and give it to the Kohen, right? You only have to separate part of that which you have to give to the Kohen. So who's to say that this part is what I'll give to the Kohen? I'm going to give to the Kohen from over here. He'll get that part, and this part will be mine. So you can't identify any part of it and say, well, this belongs to the Kohen. This belongs to me. So therefore, says Ramban, the matzah that's made of tevel, in theory, you could have been yaitzeh your mitzvah matzah with it. It does belong to you. That's why the Gemara needed a fancy drasha. Since there's no chametz by tevel, it's prohibited to eat already, there's no matzah either. In order to have a mitzvah matzah, you have to have the potential for chametz. But tevel was prohibited anyway, so that's why you can't have matzah of tevel. But we didn't exclude matzah of tevel, because tevel doesn't belong to you, because says Ramban, tevel does belong to you. And this is of the opinion, tevel doesn't belong to you. This might already, I don't know if this exactly is what they're talking about, but it certainly is related. And that is, how much do we foreshadow to the fact that this will be truma and will belong to the kohen, and therefore it's no longer yours? Taisus over here seems to, not all Taisus are the same. Taisus over here seems to be implying already that we're foreshadowing to the fact that temple's going to be given to the kohen. It's not even yours anymore. Rashi took this even further and said, well, now you can't even be metameyed. Or there's an Easter to eat it because of the truma that's there. The Ramban is saying, no, nothing but nothing. Don't foreshadow to the truma that's going to be taken later, because you never know. I could take truma from here for this. I don't have to take truma from this at all. The thing belongs to you as long as it's still tevel. We don't foreshadow to the truma at all. Yeah.
Does this have to do with Machlokes of Yesh or Embraer?
Maybe. Probably not. Maybe. Anyway, it really has a lot to do with Machlokes of Matanah Shel Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dam in Alavka, if you ever came across that. That's a little too far off you. We already went off you, so that's a little too far off you. All right, let's just at least start the next topic. Maybe we'll have to finish it on Monday. So over here, the Gemara says, but you can do this even by a person who's careful to eat chulin al taras hakodesh, right? He can shecht with a long knife, even though he's tame now, because really the yisur to be matame chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh doesn't exist at all. The Ramban told us, and according to Rashi, it's only us and the Rabbanan, so we're not afraid. Again, right, the tame guy is standing over here, he's going to shecht outside there, so with a long, knife, And we're not afraid he's going to end up touching the meat. If it would be kachim, even though a tameh in theory could stand outside of the Azara and shuffle the very long knife into the Azara and shkita lava vaydehi, you don't have to be a kohen, you could even be a zar, and you could even be tameh standing outside with a long knife, it wouldn't allow it. Out of a fear, you might come to touch the meat and make the meat of the kachim tameh. Tosis asks, though, an important question. Tosis says, look, as long as something is alive, right, the meat cannot be makab. What tum over here are we discussing? Tumas oichlim. A live cow can never become, it could accept other kinds of tumma, right? But it can't become tumas oichlim. Tumas oichlim implies that it's food. Alive things are generally not, animals are generally not makabal tumma. It's only once it's dead that it could be makabal tumma. So Taisus asks, how are you ever going to be matame the kachim as you're shechting it? Because as long as you're shechting it, the animal, after you shecht an animal, if you never, maybe we'll visit, but after you cut the head of the animal shakes for a significant amount of time, which is called by the Gemara mifar cheses, continues to shake. So Tosfos says, well, then is that considered to be alive? And if it's still, because it's still moving, if that's considered to be alive, it's not matamei tumas oichlim. So even if you would touch it, even if the tameh with the long knife was standing outside the azara, we're talking about kachim mamish, not chulin shenasa al tavos al kodesh, only isa the rabbanim are not going to be concerned. We're talking about kachim mamish and isa, midai rais to be matameh it. How is this thing becoming tameh? It's still alive. Is it alive? You just shafted it. Yeah, but it's still shaking. Right? The blood is still circulating somewhat. Hasn't bled out yet. So says Tosfos, how could this thing be makabel toma? Afa gav darminu l'kaman. As long as it's shaking, it's still considered to be alive. Where is that Gemara? Let's see later on. Have a turn later on. Kuf Pav Aleph from the base. Yeah? What are you going to say?
Do they always shake?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, you can watch it. Yeah. Yeah, they shake. Yeah. For a few minutes. I think it goes on. Yeah. It's violent.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
not
yeah.
It's like yeah. Really shaking. Yeah. It's very disturbing. Yeah. It's disturbing. Look at
me.
Shachar b'shnayim or rov shnayim. You shechted the two simanim of the animal. V'adayin imifarcheses. And it's still shaking. Chizki ha'amar eino le'evarim. There's no longer evim in achai. There is still Avram and Achai. If you rip a limb off the animal, we should pass on Rabbi Yochanan that there is Avram and Achai. The Tani Rabbi Yishia Kavose. We have a price from Rabbi Yishia. Like him, the Tani Rabbi Yishia. Yisrael Sheshacha Behema Tameil Loevi Kechavim. A Jew who is shechting non-kosher animals for a non-Jew. He's not going to eat it. The non-Jew is going to eat it. Shachar b'shnayim or rov shnayim u'mefarcheses. He shechted the two simanim, and it's still shaking. Mitama tumas oichlim. It can be mitama tumas oichlim. Avaloi tumas nevel. Now, why is it mitama tumas oichlim? Because you had in mind for this to be food for the non-Jew. Since you had in mind for it to be food for the non-Jew, Rashi explains. Tama tumas oichlim says Rashi. Nagar b'sheretz v'chazav v'nagar ba'oichlim. If you touch a sheretz, right, and then I become a rishon l'tum, and then I go and I touch this meat. I made it tameh. Hovi Yisrael shechter shkita ma'aliyasa. He shechted it v'chishav alei la'achil lo'evi kekavim. I've had in mind that it should be food. Already has the status of food. Even has the status of food. U'mefarcheses. Now where are we? Yeah, matame tumas. So I can vavol tumas nevelas. It's not considered to be a nevela. And Eivor ha'parish mimena k'parish menachai. Any limb that comes off of it is considered to be parish menachai because it's still alive. Right, even after it dies and stops shaking, it's still prohibited because you ripped it off while it was shaking. Eivor menachai is prohibited even after the animal where it came from dies. Still, it always remains as Eivor menachai. So this stuff, this limb that you ripped off, is Eivor menachai. So don't you see from this Gemara, it is metamei tumas oichlim because you had in mind that it should become food, so it could already be metamei tumas oichlim, but it is still considered to be alive. Or similarly, have returned to the Gemara Daf Lamed. Gemara Daf Lamed. Right in the middle of the Yamud, there's a gimel with a parenthesis, looking to the Masoros HaShas, which tells you, this is about how Tanan is a Mishnah, as opposed to Tanya, which is a Braisa. But Tanan is a Mishnah, and then it says, Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. So why are we looking at this? Why don't we just turn to Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez? The answer is because it doesn't appear this way in Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. It's a little different over here. We actually don't have this Mishnah anywhere. It appears like this. But the Gemara says, HaTanan, Shaga B'Shnayim Arav Shnayim. You cut both simanim with a roiv of both simanim. We said the evidence is good, right? V'adayin imifarcheses, it's still shaking. Harehi kechai l'chol dvarea. Okay, that's pretty absolute, right? It's considered to be alive with regards to all matters of halacha. What does the Mishnah say in Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez? Not that. Turn to Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, but something similar. Hashaykh behem atmei aloi v'kachavim, right? Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, three lines down in the Mishnah, four lines down in the Mishnah. It's the beginning of a parak, or by Roitev. Hashaykh behem atmei aloi v'kachavim, person who says behem atmei for nevi kachavim, u'mifarcheses, it's still shaking, mitame tumas oichlin, it is mitame tumas oichlin, of aloi tumas nevelis. It's not considered to be a nevela, ad shetomos, until it dies. If you chop off its head, it's dead. Even if it's still shaking, it's dead. This is a major marmukum. We're not going to talk about it now, about the brain death controversy. We have in the library, if you ever are bored in the library, there's a video on Close Shelf, I think, of Rabbi Temler, part of the brain death discussion, demonstrating that even after your mouth is Rosha, they literally not just shafted both simanim, you know, decapitated an animal, it still shakes. It's also mifarcheses. So you see from here that and the heart beats for a while, whatever. I think he kept an animal on a heart-lung machine even after it was decapitated. He's trying to show what's considered to be, but yet the Gemara Mishnah says, Yatiz Rosha, it's dead. The Mishnah says in a holos, Yatiz Rosha, it's considered to be Tami Tumas Meis. So every time they prove from there that, anyway, what do you prove from there is irrelevant right now. But okay, but if it's Matiz Reisha, it's Tameh. It's dead. But if it's only Shachar B'Shnayim or Rav Shnayim, and it's Mefarches, then it's considered to be alive. And it's not only over here. Look at the Gemara Mesechta Gittin. These are animals. Look over here, the Gemara Mesechta Gittin, Ayin Mabez, on the sheet. Ha'amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shachar B'Shnayim or Rav Shnayim. Yishach the two simanim of a person. Or it happened to him as an accident. The Rama's Rama Kisvu get leishti. He said, I want to divorce my wife. Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. We can divorce his wife. V'tanya, you see he's alive, even though he's been shechted, literally. But he's still, I don't know how he's able to communicate that, but he's able to speak, but okay. V'tanya ra'uim aguyer otzalav al hatzaliva. If he's on a cross or something. But he's you know, at the end. He give his get. But we said another statement. If I see a husband who is in this kind of situation, shachar b'shnayim or rov shnayim, his simanim have been shechted by accident, on purpose, whatever it is, and I leave him, I can testify about him that he's dead and his wife could remarry. Even though I never saw him die. You see a guy in that kind of situation, there's no way he's making it out. So if he's alive, how can he give testimony about him that he's dead and be matter his wife to remarry? Right now he's alive, but there's no way he's getting out of this. He's going to die, so you can testify about him that he's dead, even though now he's still alive. So what do you see from all of these Gemaras? That even after Shachar B'Shnayim or Rav Shnayim, the animal or person is still considered to be alive. So let's look back at Tosfos. So after the guy shechts the animal in the Azara with his big long knife, what are we afraid of? He's going to come, the Tame guy's going to come to touch the Kachim. If as long as they're still being Mefarkas, which takes a few minutes, he's not going to be Metame the item. It's still alive. Something which is alive cannot accept Tumah. So Taisus already bavarns the Kasha. Taisus says, maybe the Pirchus won't last that long. It was a lethargic animal. And he'll touch it right after the pirchus is over. But you're right. As long as it's being mafarkis, it's alive and it can't accept tuma. That's Tosfos' first answer. Inam, he says Tosfos. No? Maybe davka le'inyan hamadav arocha havi kechaya. Maybe when the Gemara said, on Daf Lamed, that it's considered to be alive, you have to know the context over there. The Gemara was talking about if you get a carbon which gets a mum. So if you have a carbon that has a mum, you could be paid to the carbon and use the money, right, to buy a different carbon. If the carbon has a mum, that's what you do. You're a right? You wait until the animal gets a mum, and then you can be paid to the animal. If the animal doesn't have a mum, you can't be paid to the kachem mizbeach. If the animal gets a mum, you can be paid to it. But in order to be paid to the animal has to be alive. If it's dead, you can no longer be paid to it. It's called Hamada Varocha. It has to stand and be valued in front of the Kayin, and we make an exchange, a pidyon. That's called Hamada Varocha. So maybe only with regards to Hamada Varocha is the animal considered to be alive, and you could be paid it. But we're in Tuma, Kevin Sheshacha Shnaim, or Rav Shnaim, Mikabelas Tuma, the Chashiv Kaicho. So Tais says, maybe after it's Mefach, it's still considered to be alive. And Tais says, nah, you know what? Maybe it's really considered to be dead. And it can accept Tumah. The only time that it's considered to be alive is with regards to Hamada V'Harocha. Or maybe Eiver Minachai. But with regards to other halakas, with regards to Tumah Zalakah, maybe it's considered to be dead. So we're going to have to explore this. What does this mean? What's the debate over here in Taisus? Perhaps it's a large issue that's going on over here. And I think that this large issue, however we resolve it, is going to have other ramifications about how we view Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach in general. This is perhaps a flashpoint for a big point discussion. We'll have to go back. Okay.